Now here in chapter 38, this man is still in prison, Jeremiah is, and the thing that he does, he sends from prison a message to Zedekiah to obey God at this time, because outside is the army, and the army is going to destroy the city. Now I want to read here, beginning with verse 17 of chapter 38. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, If thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live in thine house. He said, surrender. You can't resist this man, and this is the thing that you should do. You should surrender at this particular time. Well, of course, Zedekiah did not listen, did not heed the message. Now, I read on, verse 18, But if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans. They shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hands. And Zedekiah the king said unto Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me. But Jeremiah said, They shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord. You see, this man Zedekiah was so involved, because he was a coward at heart, in trying to make peace with everybody and please everybody. He was a typical politician, and as a result, he pleased nobody. And he's now got his nation in a great deal of difficulty. Now he says, verse 21, If thou refuse to go forth, this is the word that the Lord hath showed me. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes, and those women shall say, Thy friends have set thee on and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they're turned away back. And this is a very interesting picture, and I won't have time to develop it, but if you would go through here, you would find out that womanhood at this time was pretty much corrupt. And as a result, when womanhood becomes corrupt in any nation, there's very little hope for it on a moral plane. And that is exactly, of course, what you have here. But now this is the message that he gives. And the message is not heeded. This man Zedekiah would not listen to Jeremiah. He still listened to the false prophets. Now verse 28 of chapter 38. So Jeremiah abode in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken, and he was there when Jerusalem was taken. Now you see, this is largely historical through here, what really took place.